Well, I've had a great last couple of days. It didn't start out so great. I had some hitches, and I want to talk about that in this podcast, because what I want to talk about is beating the travel blues in podcast 993, the Bob Davis Podcasts. While I sit here and drink my coffee, or as they say up in the hills, as I sit here and drink my coffee, I should mention that if you want to support the travel podcast effort, happily accepting your donations at thebobdavispodcast.com, just look for the big yellow donate button right under the picture of Mobile Podcast Command. I got a bunch of people to thank, and I will do that at some point here in probably the next couple of podcasts. We might have an opportunity to pull all the mics out in Dallas, and that'll be fun. I do appreciate people subscribing to the podcasts at iTunes, and also writing a great review. That helps, and I appreciate likes and shares. Not comments so much, as you guys know, if you follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and a little bit less on Instagram. And again, thanks for your donations at thebobdavispodcasts.com. Got to talk about Inspire and Flourish. Stephanie Fleming, who runs inspireandflourish.org, was just down in Mexico rescuing a bunch of dogs. A lot of great pictures on her Facebook page of that. Here's the deal. If you want to help animals, you want to help inspireandflourish.org, because they help the agencies that rescue these dogs and cats that need so much. They need fuel. They need cages, they need dog food, they need cat food, all those things, and they help with that as well. InspireandFlourish.org uses your contributions exclusively to help dogs and cats, and the agencies that help these animals depend on InspireandFlourish.org. Send your tax-deductible, so useful at this time, donation to Inspire and Flourish by visiting InspireandFlourish.org. Or click on their banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. All right, let me grab my coffee. I think we're about ready to go here. We've done the cross checks. Everything's put away. And I'm going to crawl up here and just get everything in place. Got the map. And I have to climb over some stuff here. And then we'll go ahead and start up Mobile Podcast Command. Well, we let the truck warm up here before we roll out. Let me start the podcast. So it happens every time a trip starts. Even if you've been out for a while, or if you've been off the road for a while, it really will take you by surprise, the travel blues. So if you've been out for a while and you've been having a bunch of great days, inevitably you'll hit, as I call it, you'll hit the wall, and you'll get the travel blues. Now stay with me, because I have to explain what I mean by the travel blues, because it isn't like you get depressed. I'm going to explain that in a second. Because the truth is, it doesn't seem possible, does it? Especially with some of the things I've been talking about, the so-called euphoric feelings, the fun of staying in truck stops like this one, doing the whole nomad life out here, right? So what is there to get blue about, Bob Davis? What's wrong with you suddenly? Well, it's not what you think, and I've only really just discovered it and only just recognized it and gave it a name. And I don't know that the name is particularly descriptive, but we're going to go with travel blues for this podcast. And I've experienced it before, and each time it takes you by surprise, as I said, and I didn't realize exactly what the travel blues are. Let me pull out here. Got to check both ways. You got to really watch these trucks. So yeah, I didn't realize what the travel blues actually are, and they always do take you by surprise, because you don't remember what happened the last time that you got them. And if you're someone who travels a lot, you know exactly what I'm talking about, I hope. So yeah, I've been having some great days, and then what happens is the initial euphoria wears off. And as I said, if you're out doing this all the time, at some point, you're going to be having a bunch of great days, and then the travel euphoria will wear off. But it's more than that. The best laid plans. Now, here's where I come down on this. I didn't used to be a planner. And I've learned by traveling and really through trial and error that having a plan of some kind is a good idea. And I'll describe a little bit about how I plan. So I like, you know, real maps. I don't use Google Maps. I don't use, the phone app unless I need to make sure that I'm on the right road or if I'm actually getting directions once I get somewhere to go somewhere, like somebody's house. So I will take a map like this one right here that's down right by my, next to the seat and the instrument panel. And it's always right by my side. And the night before or a couple days before, I'll look at where I'm going, and I've described that process. And I will lay out a schedule. I'll lay out 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, 1, follow this route to this town, take this route south, keep going, and so forth. That way, all of the confusing where am I and what am I doing work is done. You don't have to think about it because what's essentially happening is you've done your own GPS work. I could do a whole podcast about how I don't like GPSs and I don't like Google Maps because I want to decide how I want to go. And there are roads that Google is never going to put you on, and those are the ones that really are great, and those are the things that you're going to see. So that is how I plan. And again, a plan is a good thing, but plans die out often just as soon as you start driving. It's kind of funny. The other thing, it's kind of like when you load up the car or the truck or the RV or whatever it is that you're driving with all the things that you think you're going to need. And as you progress through the trip, you are basically throwing stuff away because you aren't going to use it and you don't need it. And you ask yourself, why do I even have this? And then there's the perfectionist scenario. This, you know, bucolic picture that you have in your head of how tonight's going to go or how tomorrow's going to go, where you're going to be, how you're going to camp. And when you're looking at maps, you can see where the campgrounds are. And, you know, it's right off the road and it's going to be real easy. And we're going to talk about how those kinds of plans and those kinds of perfectionists preconceived notions die a horrible death when you're out traveling in the second half of this podcast. Let's just suppose you're driving into Minneapolis and St. Paul from North Dakota or from Wisconsin, and you're thinking, boy, I need to get some fuel, and it's so expensive to buy fuel in Minneapolis, right? Think 36 Lynn, the independently owned and operated community-focused refueling station at 36th and Lindale Avenue in South Minneapolis in the Lynn Lake neighborhood. You know, I went there for years in town, and not only are the guys at 36th and Lynn down with the community, and they do great things for the community, they also feature a great selection of locally sourced products in the store, from great coffee to burritos, and because they get a good deal on fuel, because they're independently owned and operated, they can pass the savings on to you, which is why 36th Lynn is always busy. Remember 36th Lynn next time you swing through Minneapolis, whatever, check out the store, it's great, or check them out online at 36lynn.com, or click on their banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcasts.com. And as long as we're talking about making the world a better place, let's talk about Cartridge World. If you hate your printer, you know, and most people do because of issues with technology, but it's really that the print cartridges are so expensive. Cartridge World is making the world a better place by getting you up to 30% off compared to the big box stores on those print cartridges. They can get you a free printer if you qualify and free delivery on qualifying orders. Cartridge World, serving the universe, from Maple Grove, Minnesota, 763-420-6632. Call them from anywhere, 763-420-6632. That's 763-420-6632, or click on the Cartridge World banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. Why pay more to print? Cartridge World. Well, so the origins of the travel blues may have something to do with covering too much territory and not realizing it. And in reviewing last night some of the places I've gone and the direction I came from, So the first few days from Virginia, I was going 300, 400, 500 miles a day. So within, I left last Monday, I spent the weekend in Nashville, and Sunday night, I ended up in Arkansas. That's a pretty fair distance coming all the way across Nashville to the border of Arkansas through back roads. And it was a wonderful trip, but you don't notice that you're getting fatigued. The best way for me to describe this is I decided that instead of going to the Ozarks in Arkansas, I was going to go to the Ouachita Mountains. And it's spelled O-U-A-C-H-I-T-A, Ouachita Mountains, because I think everybody goes to the Ozarks. But basically, this is south of the Boston Mountains in Arkansas. And in one day, I went from Franklin, Tennessee, all the way across to the border. And the next day, I came across Arkansas, and it started to get a little crazy. And without going into too much detail, one of my plans is like 10 steps. So something like 155 to 412, 412 to 397, 397 through a town to 167, 367 becomes 167, 64 west, 64 to Morrilton, you know, 9 south to 10, 10 west to 28. Some of these are like 10 mile or 15 mile runs. And what we're doing is we're angling down, okay? So yesterday I was in the midst of all that and I got turned around I know what it was. What happened was I got up and I didn't have coffee filters. So I have a Chemex coffee maker. If you know what that is, there's a special filter. It makes great coffee. The coffee system that I had before was a Melitta, which makes a little bit heavier blend, which I have right now. But the Chemex requires a certain type of coffee filter. And I bought, you can only get it at Whole Foods. And Whole Foods doesn't always have it, right? So I bought like 6 boxes of these filters before I left Minnesota because I didn't want to run out of coffee filters. And I would keep 1 box in the vehicle. So I noticed that I had used the last Chemex coffee filter. And I remembered in the back of my head, I've got it in the back cabinet. So there's a long cabinet outside that's accessible. If you've seen an ambulance, you know what I'm talking about. And there's one on the other side, and there's a couple of smaller ones. And then there's the main medicine cabinet where I have all my food and stuff like that. And I opened up the back cabinet, which is a jumble of sleeping bags, tents, clothes. I've got all these towels, which I don't need, you know, stuff like that. And I couldn't find the filters. And that set me off. The first thing that happened was I shoved everything back in the truck, couldn't find the filters the night before, gave up and said, well, I'll just use one of the Melitta filters and then I'll figure it out tomorrow. So I was coming up the road and I stopped at one of these little rest areas. And, you know, this is up in the mountains. Beautiful drive, beautiful roads up through the Ouachitas. Just having a great time. Pulled over and unpacked the entire back cabinet and repacked the whole thing. Actually, it's great now because I cleaned it up and repacked it, but didn't find the filters. And that's what set me off. I really got ticked off that I didn't have the filters. And then I came into some town, I don't even remember the name of it. I couldn't even tell you what it was. Oh, it was Mena, Arkansas, where it wasn't Mena. It was some road that was near there. And I got all turned around and I decided to go to Mena, Arkansas. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to drive all night. It was like 3-4 o'clock. Usually I like to drive until 3-4 and go into a campsite. And in my mind, I was going to get this great campsite right off the side of the road and have a fire and everything else. Well, I don't have any wood. So I thought, well, I'll go to the Walmart and see if they have wood. Well, they don't have wood. So now I'm really ticked off. I don't have coffee filters. I can't get wood. I haven't seen a campsite. I've been unpacking and repacking. And then I went into the Walmart to look for the coffee filters because I was out of Melitta filters and they didn't have any. So I said to the guy, where are the filters? He doesn't know, which is it's very interesting and unusual that Walmart would ever be out of anything, but they were. So the guy said, there's another store a food store up and over, like down the block and up and over. So I couldn't tell which way he was pointing. So I went one way, couldn't find it, turned around, went the other way, and found this store. And in the process, I saw this sign that said National Scenic Highway 88 West. And I ignored it because I was so focused on getting those filters. Go into the grocery store, buy some ice. Oh yeah, I had made three or four trips into the Walmart because I forgot stuff until I finally got everything I needed, got some ice. Then I went to this other one, walked in, got enough Melitza filters to last a lifetime. And got back out and I saw that 88 West sign and I thought, I'm gonna take that. And this is where we get into the travel blues, because I was really pissed off and feeling fatigued without knowing it, driving a lot and in my quest to get west. And again, I'm goal-driven. Like people who are goal-driven, type A people, you know, you put a goal in front of your face and you're gonna follow that until you reach, until the mission is completed, right? But here's the thing, I chose to take 88 West, and it was a beautiful drive. And last night I stayed at this fantastic Queen Wilhelmina State Park at the top of this mountain. I think it's Pine Mountain, right there on the Oklahoma-Arkansas border, and it was beautiful. It was really cold. I'm glad I didn't have any wood, because I wouldn't have been able to have a fire, although they have a lodge there, and the people at the lodge said, well, we have wood, so it's no problem if you want to have a fire, but it's going to be 34 degrees and we're going to have 40 mile an hour winds. But they had electric, so I could hook up my electric, and I had my propane heat, so I was snug as a bug in a rug in here while Mobile Podcast Command was rocking and rolling. And so again, the truth appeared and reasserts itself. We can all sometimes plan too much, especially when you're doing something like this. And again, I have nowhere to be. Remember, I'm talking about the incredible zen of being tether-free, right? And yet I'm still acting like I have to be someplace. So we can all plan too much, and I'm as guilty as anyone else of planning too much. And what it does is it contributes to these preconceived notions of how it's going to go. I'm going to get here by this time, and then I'm going to go into this place, and it's going to be great, and it's going to be free, and I'm going to have a fire and cook a steak over the fire, and it's going to be great. And when it becomes obvious that that particular preconceived notion isn't going to be something that happens, it can be frustrating, and it can cause this frustration, because life has interfered with your brilliant plan or your preconceived notion, your pie-in-the-sky idea. And what do? We push harder. We blame the truck. I kept thinking the truck wasn't running right. The truck is running fine. I kept, you know, wrenching this thing around curves and taking it out on my tools, basically. And pretty quickly, it doesn't work out, because you can't work with that. You can't do it. And I got very upset and I got very depressed, and you know, that wasn't good. And sometimes we have to push harder, and sometimes we should push harder to achieve a goal. But that campsite at the side of the road, literally the one that I had envisioned, would not have appeared had it not been for my mistake of going the wrong way and ending up in Mena, Arkansas, and then just on a whim deciding to take 88 West. So the word here is serendipity, the occurrence and development of events by chance or a happy, or wait, I got this written down, in a happy or beneficial way. Essentially happy accidents. And then I wonder about these happy accidents. Are they truly random, or do we manifest these happy accidents when we're not looking, when we take the pressure off? And I've been thinking about that all day. And there's so many implications of that, because now I feel like this is like shifting into overdrive. Now I'm good. You know, I knew I was headed towards the wrong place. I was going to go straight across the Texas Panhandle. And now I'm going to Dallas. So I called my friends and remembered that I told them that I would call them if I was coming through that general vicinity. Now I'm headed straight for Dallas this morning, and it's going to be great. We're going to hang out and have a good time. The conclusion is that we are living, and we see it all the time. I see it in my business networking groups. I see it when I talk to people. We are living in a can-do culture that becomes must-do. Because I set this goal, or I decided I have to have this thing, therefore everything I do, I'm going to bear down on that. I'm going to, quote-unquote, make it happen, quote-unquote, do or die. So must-do, first it's, I want to do this, then it becomes a set of goals to achieve that thing, then it becomes must-do, then it becomes do or die. And then it becomes a question of winning. And of course, anybody who studies military history will tell you that the first thing that happens in a combat situation is plans just evaporate. You plan one thing, and of course, other things intervene, and you have to be willing to improvise. You have to be willing to do one thing that you didn't intend to do in order to make it work. So winning and getting to winning takes on many different forms. But when we are so tied to the plan that we can't see the forest for the trees, that's when it gets frustrating. So I'm good, but you always have to worry about the travel blues coming up and biting you in the ass when you least expect it. And then you have to go through that whole process of saying, why am I suddenly so upset? Like, what's bothering me? What's the thing that's bothering me? And yes, steeped in a culture of, what do they call that? Motivational porn. Where people, exhort you to make so many calls a day or have a certain kind of mental attitude or make a plan and follow the plan and all that. There's seminars, there's coaches, there's all these people telling you how to do it. So I believe in intuitive and I believe in organic solutions to everyone. Your solutions aren't going to be my solutions. Your idea about how to travel or how to accomplish something isn't going to look like I would. It doesn't mean that you're wrong. It doesn't mean that I'm wrong. It's what fits for you to do what you want to do. And the idea here, remember, the overall overarching goal is to have fun. This is supposed to be fun. This isn't supposed to be work. This is supposed to be fun. And I think what happens is we get so tied to these goals that we forget that the good things in life sometimes, and I think perhaps, I'll just throw that out as perhaps, are not random, and they happen exclusively because we aren't paying attention, or because we take a detour, or because we have room, we've made room for serendipity / happy accidents. So today I'm back in the groove, headed for Dallas, ready to have some fun this weekend. And it all happened because I needed coffee filters. Well, Sun and Fun down in Florida is over. It's a big air show. And if it isn't TBD's landing in the ocean, right, it's also Alpha Systems. They were there. And very quickly, just want to thank Alpha Systems for sponsoring the Bob Davis podcast. Here's what it is. Alpha Systems angle of attack. The number one cause probably, I don't want to be too specific about that, but the number one cause of civil aviation crashes is usually angle of attack issues. This is when somebody's making a final turn to land or turning the aircraft and they're not keeping their speed up and those wings lose lift and the planes go down. And this can be solved with an angle of attack indicator, and Alpha Systems makes the best one. Click on the Alpha Systems banners for more info if you're a pilot. Hope you got to see them at Sun and Fun, and don't forget Alpha's revolutionary angle of attack indicator. Click on their banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. Okay, here we go into the land of Dallas, Texas, the home of Bonnie and Clyde. Gonna hang out, have some fun, drink some coffee, see some old friends, and we are heading out from there in a quest to get back to Quartzsite, Arizona. Thanks for listening to podcast 993. Just 7 to go until podcast 1000, the Bob Davis Podcast. Thanks for listening.